Rusty Quill Presents Chapter and Multiverse. Shall I continue with my tale of our hopeful wizard exam candidates? Of course, you'll want to know whether they managed to complete the dangerous game of snakes and ladders that they had been dropped into. Spoon, Estelia, Falsetto, and Jackson may not have been the most talented wizards, but they certainly were determined to complete this challenge.
Hello and welcome to Chapter and Multiverse, the actual play podcast where we explore the same city across multiple parallel universes. I am your game master, Maddie Searle. My pronouns are she, her. And today we are continuing our game of Definitely Wizards by Elliot H.T., in which a bunch of non-wizards have to try and pass a wizard exam. But before we go any further, I must introduce our wonderful and talented players. Could you please let me know your name and pronouns and your character's name and pronouns, starting with Connie?
Yes, of course. I'm Connie, the player. My pronouns are they, he, and she. And my character is Spoon, who uses he, they pronouns.
Wonderful. And Shamini?
Hi, my name's Shamini. I use she, her, as does Estelia, the hippie druid who I am playing today.
Sweet. And Pip?
Hello there, I'm Pip, and you'll never know my surname. And I am playing Jackson Gaines, and we are both he, him, all the way down.
Great. And Lowry?
Hello, I'm Lowry, she, her, and I am playing Falsetto Delala, the inspirational bard, the wordsmith that he is.
Fantastic. And last we left off, Jackson Gaines had just had a massive victory, smashing the die in the game of Snakes and Ladders into next Tuesday and making it land on a sweet, tasty six. And so your goal is to get through this particular room by finishing the game of Snakes and Ladders so the snakes do not attack you. So after this magnificent success with the die, what would you like to do?
Well, we got a six, so where does Falsetto end up?
Yeah.
I will need Falsetto to make another luck roll to see where he lands.
While that's happening, Spoon's just gonna go up to Jackson, like stars in their eyes that look way too young above their crusty fake beard. And they're just gonna look and be like, Jackson, that was amazing. You totally redeemed yourself. That was the nuts. It was the nuts, man. It was the nuts.
It's all about the protein, man. You gotta protein up. Hey, nice one. High five. My hand is still on fire.
Ow. Shake it out.
Oh, sorry, bud. Sorry. Let me put that out.
Put it under my arm.
Oh, that's weirdly wet. Oh, it's really, really wet down there.
There we go.
Do you think you could teach me how to be as cool as you? I mean, you and Estelia and Falsetto, all three of you are so cool and you're adults and you've got your own magic, but I'm just a kid with stuff.
Hey, man. And I'll kneel down onto sort of one knee. Hey, we're all teaching each other how to be cool, right? We've all got stuff to add to that.
Yeah. I've got stuff to add to coolness, yeah.
Yeah, you do, man. Of course you do, man. Those the thing with the glasses. We never would have known that there were traps in that room if you hadn't used those glasses.
That's true. Well, thanks. I appreciate that, Jackson. Not only are you incredible, you're also so humble.
I guess I am, yeah. Yeah. Pretty humble. Like, maybe the best at being humble.
Yeah, you're like the humblest guy in the universe, for sure. All right, well, thanks. And I think to sign off, Spoon, touches one of your bulging pecs, kind of longingly, and then quickly pulls his hand off.
I don't think Jackson reacts to that. I think that's a thing that probably happens to him quite a lot.
Yeah.
Fair. All right, so what did you land on, Falsetto? Did you get a 1-3 snake or a 4-6 ladder?
Well, I think Falsetto was inspired by the deep content of that conversation that was going on at the start of the board. Rolled a 5, so a ladder.
Yay.
Nice. Okay, so you are getting way across the room to quite near the end there, but Unfortunately, as you step onto this ladder that you need to use to get to the correct square, it is covered in a very sticky substance and your foot is just like, you can barely move it. It's like it's just stuck there and this tacky substance is stopping you from getting any further.
Wow, this is so like life, you know? You just get stuck on the bottom rung and here we are. And I'll call back to everyone. So, team, I seem to be a bit stuck.
Hey, isn't there like a spell, you know, like an actual spell for this? Like if we like acided your foot off.
Whoa. I'd rather like...
I'm pretty sure it's on the list of like actual wizard stuff.
That might be a little drastic. Maybe I have something to help. Let's see. And I think Spoon starts shaking out their pockets to desperately look for something. And, like, I think a mouse comes out and skitters away. Like, a couple of marbles roll out and explode in, like, little firecrackers.
I'm so sorry, but if a mouse is skittering away, are the snakes in any way tempted to follow that mouse?
Ooh.
Oh, I think at least one of the snakes just snaps it up in its jaws.
No!
Instantly.
Stevia's gonna like try and dive to like save
to try and like put my arm across to block Estelia, just be like, no, come on, Estelia, it's a circle of life. It's a circle of life, Estelia.
Okay, it's
you can't save all the animals.
Spoon doesn't see any of this happen. They continue to shake their pockets and more mice fall out. Like, if that's okay with you, like, I think a lot of mice just start flooding the room.
Yeah, and the snakes are just snapping them up, just going to town. They haven't had dinner for a while.
Stelia's
great.
Holding on to Bryony, her buddy snake, so tight, just like writhing around like, no, Bryony, you don't need
Bryony,
it.
Bryony, she is enamored enough with you not to go for the mice, but she's looked like she's given them the eye. She's like, that would be a tasty little snack. I'll stay here for now, but thinking about it.
I love you, Bryony.
Has anything useful just come out? And-
Come on, Spoon, what do you got?
After the tidal wave of rodents, Spoon reaches in and pulls out a fan, like a metal fan, and they flick it open. And they're like, this is supposed to be a fan of wind, big wind gusting. Maybe it can help blow a falsetto all the way across the board.
Still attached to the ladder.
Maybe it'll take the ladder too. I cast wind tunnel, and Spoon's gonna like flap the fan really, really, really hard and try to like blow the ladder and falsetto, but gently, gently, gently across the board.
Just holding on to the ladder, I love it.
So wizardly.
Please give me a wild roll.
Oh my god, another six! What's happening, Spoon?
Yeah, come on.
No.
Oh, no.
Please roll again to see what happens.
Oh no.
That is yet another two. I wrote a 6-2-6-2, so nothing happens again.
Yeah, so you're just, this fan is like very elegant and lovely, and it's got a nice design on it, and a nice breeze comes, but nothing extra special. No great gusts of wind.
I want to try and deceive everyone in this moment. While Spoon is flapping the fan, I want to inhale really, really deeply.
Yes!
And then just blow.
Oh my gosh,
super
yes.
hard to try and achieve the same effect and make it look like it's Spoon who's doing it.
Oh, that's nice.
Jackson. That's my plan.
Amazing.
That's my
great.
Plan.
Great, yes. Wild roll, please.
Okay. Oh, it's a 5.
Ooh. Above your stat?
I think I'm still 3-3-3, so yeah. That's a fail. Yeah. Come on, something exciting. Come on. Yeah, it's a 3. That means it works.
Unintentional wild magic. So proceed as if this were a success, but add 1 to wild. So yeah, it absolutely works, but you hear a tutting sound coming from the orb. Oh. And it's like, this seems rather suspicious to me. I'll let it go for now, but I'm keeping my eye on you, Jackson Gaines.
I think in this moment, it's the fact that he's trying to disguise it that makes it more obvious to the orb. You know, he doesn't shout out the name of a spell and then do it. It's all just kind of like, fully tenses up, inhales, and but you do get, I assume, carried across to the door.
Fantastic. All you need in life are friends.
I will say that because the ladder is kind of dragging on Falsetto's feet and causing a bit of drag, and I don't think Falsetto can get all the way to the door, and also if Falsetto did, then the snakes would attack because Falsetto hadn't followed the rules. So Falsetto gets gusted to the correct square at the bottom of the ladder.
Cool.
Oh, nice.
Does that mean that the top of the ladder is like, I will have completed the game, so I just need to get off the ladder?
That is a very good point. The ladder is now off, pointing off the board, but it was not the original place, the ladder. So this is a murky grey area in the rules of this game.
Estelia is going to yell out, like, do not panic, Falsetto. I'm sending Edward. She's going to put this caterpillar on the floor, right at the bottom of the board. And the caterpillar just slowly starts munching.
Just slowly. A full 20 minutes as we all just stand in
silence.
Yeah,
we stand there and watch.
Yeah. Don't worry. He's got you.
Well, I hope Edward won't be offended, but while he makes his epic journey, really, like, I'm so proud of him. Such a small caterpillar, such a big heart. Falsetto's gonna, like, slime worked earlier for Falsetto. So Falsetto's going to, like, bravadoly say, and D-stick! Just a simple spell, my friends. And try and, like, slime their foot, because to hopefully...
I really do think that acid would work on the slime. I was sort of semi-joking about aciding off your foot, but, like, if it works in a... The description of the very weak wizard spell is that you could put it over some baking soda for a winning science fair project. And I feel like probably this glue is similar.
Okay, then I will do acid instead.
Sweet, okay. Please give me a wizard roll.
Oh no. Actually, I have wizard 5 at the moment, so this means this is my last spell until I...
Oh.
Ooh.
You need to start barding.
I got a 2.
Nice.
Yes, so you can add 1 to wizard.
Oh no.
And yes, so are you now at a 6?
I am now at a 6.
Mm.
So if you get to a 6 with your wizard stat, your pent up wild magic threatens to explode. Oh. You can't do any wizard spells until you've succeeded on a wild roll, at which point your wizard stat resets to 2. So yes, you're feeling the wild wild bardic energy just kind of coming up in you, and you're trying to tap your foot to an unheard melody, but you can't because it's stuck. But at last you manage to send out a squirt of acid from your fingers, and it oozes down. It goes right under the soles of your feet and burns away the sticky substance, and you are now free. And so would you like to walk up the ladder and see if the snakes take that as a threat, or would you like to do something else?
I'm going to climb to the top of the ladder. That's the rule. You get on a ladder, you climb to the top.
Yeah, fair play.
Tapping out a lovely melody in all of the runs as I go, which I won't do here on the microphone.
And so, yes, you make your way cautiously to the top of the ladder, and there are a couple of moments where a snake just kind of catches your eye and looks at you with a deep disdain, but they hold back and they don't strike. You have reached the other end of the board, and yes, you take your place triumphantly on the finish square, and the door in front of you swings open.
We did it!
Well done, my wizard comrades!
I was so wizardly. Wow.
Nice work, everyone.
We are such good wizards. Like, actually.
Definitely.
So impressed with us.
I scoop Edward up from the first square at the starting line, and I hand it back to you.
He would have, by the way, like, saved the day, obviously, but, you know.
I know.
I wouldn't want to rush him, though. Like, that feels cruel. Like, nature happens in its own, like, time and cycles, you know.
Absolutely. Falsetto, that was amazing. Was that... And I lean in. Was that... Were those actual real wizard spells you've been using?
Falsetto coughs out loud. Of course. Definitely.
No, I mean like beard off. Spells. Like that, like acid, the slime. Those are some real wizard spells.
Falsetto will like lift their cape up to kind of mask to like lean in and whisper, yeah, thanks for noticing. Like, I actually had practiced a little bit. I'm amazed that that worked.
Yeah, actually, me too. Well, maybe none of us have to pretend. Maybe we can actually just be wizards and not have to run for the rest of our lives.
Falsetto's just going to start singing over Spoon because pretend, what's life but pretending and befriending. Sharoot free.
Okay.
Absolutely. You storm your way into room 3. And as you enter this third room of the testing facility, you can see that it is set up like a kitchen for a large manor. And there's plenty of wood-burning ovens and a large pantry and all these shiny copper pans and jelly molds scattered throughout. But the most intriguing thing that you see as you enter are various cakes just floating in midair. There's just loads and loads and loads of different cakes. There are some that are cupcakes. There are some that are Victoria sponges. There are some that are elaborate gâteaux. And there are also some excellent flans just floating around in there. You also see that there are 3 plinths set up at the other end of the room. And high up above you, 30 feet into the air, is the door that you need to get out of.
When you say plinths, do you mean they're all on the same level or they're like stairs?
They are very low plinths. You can kind of guess that you're meant to possibly put objects on the plinths in a certain order. One's got a number 1 on it, one's got number 2 on it, one's got number 3 on it.
I really feel like, obviously, we're all wizards and therefore we like things like reading loads, like that's why we brought so many books, because we love reading and like smoking or whatever it was you were doing, Spoons. But also, like, I think wizards really like eating cake. Like just eating quite a lot of cake, I feel like, is really the most wizardly thing we could do in this situation.
I actually can't, my cheat day is until Thursday. So it's actually not great for me to be in this room.
Would you like me to eat your share of the cake, if that would really help you out?
Maybe,
Jackson,
maybe give my share to Edward.
Edward sometimes needs me to help him with cake, but like that's fine. Like we're basically, we share.
Is it like a baby bird situation where you have to chew it up and spit it in his mouth?
That is a good question.
He just nibbles, like, one little piece, and, like, whatever he doesn't finish, I just finish. He's fine with that. Mm. Although Bryony's here too, by the way, so we should save some cake for Bryony.
Yeah, Bryony hisses contentedly, wrapping herself around one of the cakes just midair. Like, she's standing on, like, the edge of her tail and just wrapping herself around one of the floating cakes.
Can I try and just, like, open my mouth and just, like, walk towards a cake? You know, it's kind of like apple bobbing, but like floating cake bobbing, where it's like,
Yeah, for sure. You walk towards one of the smaller cupcakes that is floating more at your mouth level, and you could just take a bite, and it's delicious. And you start to feel a little drowsy. And you just think that, this is just such a lovely, warm room, and it would be incredible just to take a little nap and enjoy this beautiful savoring taste in your mouth, and you slump on the floor and start snoring.
Presumably it took us a while to realize something was happening. Yeah.
All the time. This is just Astelia being Astelia.
Yeah. Suddenly getting lower and lower and lower. And then it's like, horizontal.
Well, okay, team. Don't eat the cake.
One. Yeah, I figured.
Okay. Thanks, leader.
I don't want to have to use my, my items again, because I feel like, what if we did just win this with wizard magic? Look at all these cakes. Look at what wizard magic can do. Maybe I can just become a wizard if I pass this thing the good old-fashioned way. And I think Spoon is going to try to transmogrify the plinths and or the cakes into helium balloons with, like, things to help us float up to the door.
Just ignoring Estelia. Love it.
I'm completely stepping over. I feel like this isn't the first time she's like fallen asleep.
Sweet. So yeah, please give me a wizard roll.
Oh boy. I think my wizard's at 4 because of my first roll.
Grand.
That's a 2.
Hey.
Nice. Incredible. So you add 1 to your wizard stat.
Okay.
Success. And yes, you reach out and touch a few of the cakes and they transmogrify into these beautiful helium balloons with incredible floral patterns on them. And as you grab onto them, you start to float slowly upwards towards the door.
Oh, are we all grabbing onto them, or was that just Spoon?
I extend an ankle toward you, Jackson, as I'm like floating up and away.
I'll just scoop up Estelia in one arm and kind of just put her over my shoulder, and then I'll grab Spoon's leg.
Can I just put, as you float up past me, I'll just wrap my arms around your waist. Is that okay?
Hell yeah!
How strong are these balloons?
I don't know.
No. Yeah, we're just standing there now.
Yeah, I think the balloons are not enough to take everyone's weight, unfortunately.
I'm trying to grab as many as I can, like the old man and up.
I might shout out, okay, maybe we should just like let Spoons investigate. If we let go, maybe they'll like take Spoon, because Spoon obviously is a wizard and a manly wizard at that, but...
Mm-hmm.
Quite a small manly wizard. Would that work?
Yeah, I think if you all let go, then Spoon will gently start floating upwards towards the door.
Oh,
you got this, buddy.
Thanks. I'm kind of scared of heights. It's like 30 feet up. Oh.
And so, do you try and open the door when you reach the door handle?
I do. I try to. As I float past it, I grab onto the handle and I try to yank it open.
Unfortunately, it is locked. You cannot open it.
There's
something else that you need to do before the door will open.
Dang it! I think the balloon keeps floating up, but I'm grabbing onto the handle, so I'm just sort of like in the middle between these two like structures. There's something else we have to do. I think it has to do with the plinth, some sort of puzzle.
Spoon, let go. I'll cast No, I won't. I'm a wizard. No, I've reached 6 at wizard. I won't do that.
Wait, let go? Okay. No. Spoon, let's go, because Falsetto said let go.
Quick, oh Jackson, gosh. I inspire you through song. You must catch the spoon, catch the spoon.
Do I hit the ground while in the middle of your song?
No, I'm going to try and catch you. Okay. We've all been practicing pretending to be wizards for a long time, so I think this Jackson's ready for this. At this point, it just goes, jump. And then jumps. Jumps a spell.
Yeah, jump is a spell.
Jumps a spell. Come at me. I'm going to roll wild. I'm attempting to leap up and catch Spoon. I've rolled a 2 for success.
Hooray!
Yeah, incredible. So, yes, absolutely. Your powerful legs jet you up into the air and you grab Spoon around the waist and fall back down, bending your knees so as to provide a comfortable... stopping point.
Yeah, some tiles probably shatter a little bit. Yeah. Like, yeah.
You saved my life, Jackson.
It's what I do.
I'm going to put you down and pat you on the head.
On top of the hat, on top of the hat.
On top of the hat.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Tossetto's like, I think maybe we need the whole team on this, so I'm going to try and anti-lullaby.
Oh, love it. Some wake up music. Yeah, just play some death metal.
Like in a death metal scream, which I will maybe attempt.
Please give me a wild roll.
1.
Incredible.
Yes. Amazing.
Are you disguising it? Or are you just screaming?
It's an anti-lullaby, so Falsetto will... Like, are you still holding Estelia, Jackson? Or you?
Yeah, I think Estelia's been over my shoulder this whole time.
Okay, so head on your back. So I'm just going to be behind you, just like trying to make it sound like a spell. So like, wake up, Estelia, wake up! Just chanting... out of face.
Can I throw something on top of this?
Yes!
Yeah, go for it.
I think while Valsetto is doing that, Jackson's going to take his massive book and then like mime along with what Falsetto is saying, like the book is saying it, and just be like, whoa, calm down, cursed book. Buddy, you need to chill out.
Oh no, I'm waking up the book as well. So much magic.
Amazing, and absolutely, with your incredible vocal folds just vibrating away, Estelia wakes up from her slumber.
Oh, Falsetto? I am not sure that is your finest work.
Well... You know, everyone goes through some phases, and when I was a teenager, I thought maybe, like, you know, death metal was cool, so... But you're welcome.
Oh, wait, what's happening? Oh, the cake! Are we eating the cakes now?
No!
They're balloons!
And so, Falsetto, your wizard stat is now at 2, so
yay!
It's going the right back down.
Yay!
And so, with Estelia now awake and ready to not eat cake... We're just going to take a very short break. I rhymed like Falsetto.
Yay!
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 And we're back. So Estelia has just been awoken from her cake slumber, and you are still in this well-appointed kitchen surrounded by floating cakes with 3 plinths and a door 30 feet up the wall. So, what would you like to do?
I like to think that Estelia is still trying to, like, grab bits of cake, but every time, like, Jackson, like, turns round, because she's still, like, on his shoulders, she just, like, misses the cake. Like,
yeah, you're going to want to stay away from that. That's why you went to sleep in the first place, so...
I just thought wizards really like taking naps. Is that not it?
I don't know, maybe... I don't know.
Should I test some more cake and see? Like, maybe different cakes do different things?
I mean, it's not a bad idea. Why do we need to put on these plinths, right? Because that, like, something on the plinths and then the door opens, or...
Like, cake.
Is it cake?
Yeah. Right, it's gonna be cake.
Well, that's really smart of you, Jackson.
Should I put a cake on the plinth?
Yeah.
Snatch a cake out of the air. I'll put it on the plinth.
Any particular cake, just a random cake.
What cake? How? Give me some cakes, Maddie. What can I see?
Well, on a closer inspection, most of these cakes are just decorated with beautiful floral patterns. Some of them have cute little icing animals on them. Some of them have some abstract patterns. But there are ones that catch your eye that have words piped onto them in icing. And these seem to be the ones that are the most different to the others.
Can I read any of these words? I can read, yes.
Good. I was going to ask. Among you managed to find 3 cakes that have words on them. They all seem to have quotations on them. One of them says, I loathe sediment. It's abrasive and asperous and exasperating and disperses all over the place.
Oh, a lot of text.
Yep. That's very small, very intricate icing writing. Another one says, it's finished, and then there's a word that's smudged so you can't read it. I possess the strategically advantageous and morally superior position above you.
Sorry. I'm entirely with you, by the way, Maddie.
I'm
not 2 out of 3. I'm not.
I'm at C.
Good. I was so... And there's another one that says, now this is a competition involving small airborne vehicles.
Okay. I don't just want to give it away.
I beg you to.
I will say in this world, there is a very popular series of books that comes in volumes called War in the Stars. And it is entirely up to you whether Jackson is a fan of these books.
Huge fan.
Are they very big books so you can lift them?
Oh man, they're so long. So many volumes.
Yeah, they started with volume 4. It was weird.
I never got into them because their poetic value seemed negligible to me, but maybe I was mistaken. I don't know.
I guess I'll just try it. I will take the one that says about the vehicles.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
I will put that on plinth number 1. I will take the one that said something about small granular objects, and I will put that on plinth number two. Mm-hmm. And then I will take the one about having a higher position physically and morally, and I will put that on plinth number three.
And as soon as you place that third and final cake with its intricate writing, you hear a click, and the door 30 feet above you swings open.
Yes! I knew it!
Lurie, you look so confused right now. I can't tell whether this is a character or not.
This is all Lurie. I think Connie also is like...
I'm like, Spoon and Connie are both like, I'm American, I don't know what just happened.
I basically just took Star Wars quotes from the prequels and made them wordy and wizardy.
What was the It's Finished one?
It's Finished Anakin. I possess the strategically advantageous and morally superior position above you.
I see.
So I thought that was a whole separate cake. Yes, okay.
Falsetto is going to be like, wow, Jackson, with the power of your mind, with your wizard mind... Well done, friend.
So does that mean we can eat these cakes, or...?
No!
I think we earned it.
Yes!
Hey, Orb.
Yes, hello?
Any of these cakes, like, good to eat?
Oh, no, sorry, they're all laced with sleeping potions.
Man.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, the cake was really good. It's kind of worth it. I'm just saying, you get cake and a nap, two in one. Maybe we just, like... I'm just going to take a little bit for later, because I kind of like
that. I wouldn't blame you. You're absolutely free to take some for later. Ooh, they just make new ones for every person that comes through. So, yeah, they go to waste otherwise.
Oh,
it's
wonderful.
A terrible shame.
Well, we don't want to waste food.
No, Spoon, do you have room in your pockets?
Always. And Spoon, like, opens up their pocket and starts grabbing handfuls of sleeping cake, because this is a brand new magical item they're acquiring, and they stuff it into their pockets.
I'm going to help get as many cakes and just be like, food waste is a sin.
We still need to get to the door, though. Like,
we do. Is the one balloon just, like, bopping against the ceiling?
there's a few balloons just sort of dancing about up there.
Jackson.
Yeah.
You're strong. Do you think you could pick all of us up and jump?
Yes.
But obviously, like, we'll be flying.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be casting fly.
I've got, like, flying spells in my wizard book. Yeah. If you could just, like, yeet us, Jackson, that'd be great.
All right. Hold on.
And I'm going to, like, sling my giant book over my shoulder, so it's like I'm wearing it like a backpack. It's got straps on it. Of course it does. And I'm going to incorporate one of my props into this by chowing down on a bunch of protein before I do this.
Yeah!
I open up my belt and just... And I think Jackson gets halfway through it and is like,
oh, these are my spell components.
Yes!
If you're using a wizard prop, are you adding a point to wizard or removing one from wild?
So does the prop give me advantage?
The prop lets you add one point to wizard or remove one from wild.
Oh, I see. I still do that. I guess that's me masking the spell a little bit as well.
It can be flavor if you don't want to use the... Yeah.
I mean, I'm jumping and I'm not trying to use a spell because I don't think I have a spell powerful enough to get all of us up there. So,
can I give advantage by being bardically inspiring? Or
I will say if you succeed on a wild roll, then yes.
Okay, cool. I mean, I'm going to be singing, "Fly, Jackson, fly, take us to the sky." As you do that, two. My wild is three.
Nice. All right. Rolling 2d6. Oh, it's a three and a one. I'll take that spicy one. Thank you very much.
So fantastic. Yes. Two successes. And so please describe to me the epic... I'm going to say with a one, you managed to yeet every single person up there. I would just like to know exactly how this happens.
Oh, it's all at once. I think Jackson just puts his arms... down, and then one of you can hang on to one arm, one of you can hang on to the other, and then the other can be like...
I put my arms around your waist again.
Just climb on. And then it's just very much like squat and then more tiles crack. And then I just launch myself straight. It's a crit. I go through the door. Yeah. I hit the door with my face at speed.
Yes, the door is ajar, but it's still partially closed, and you just go through the wood part of the door, and there's a nice, not just Jackson shape, but like everyone shaped hole in the door now.
And I think, as I'm flying through the air, I'm just screaming the word levitation.
I'm going to add some sound effects, just like whoosh, 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 as we fly.
I'm going to be throwing my pocket full of glitter.
Yes! Yes.
Boom. Incredible.
Oh my god, Spoon's absolutely dangling limply from an elbow, has passed out. We'll immediately snap back to consciousness as soon as we're in the other room, but has passed out during the ascent.
Is that just out of excitement of how amazing Jackson's?
Yes, absolutely. It's black forces. Oh.
Yeah, the G's just flapping off the arm.
Yes.
This tiny, definitely an old man.
I think my beard comes halfway off, like the skew.
Oh my god. Oh, that was magical.
Ding. Oh, I'm happy.
So absolutely, you burst your way through this door 30 feet up in the air and find yourself in room number 4. It appears to be an outdoor scene, but as you look closely, it's a weird combination of illusions and real set pieces. So there are these kind of polystyrene big rocks and fake trees, and the ceiling has been illusioned to make it look like the sky. And you can also see that there are lots and lots of little kind of holes dug in the ground of this room. Presumably someone's dumped a whole bunch of earth in here. And yeah, it's otherwise a beautiful lawn, but it is pockmarked with these little holes. And you also see, popping out one of the holes, you can see a little sniffling nose and little ears of a rabbit just popping out of a little hole in the ground.
Oh, I'm going to go try and say hi to the rabbit. I'm going to, on my hands and knees, crawling over. I'm wiggling my nose, because that's how it runs.
Unfortunately, this rabbit, as soon as you start approaching, starts to make a noise you've never heard a rabbit make that sounds like a growl.
Oh.
And it starts to charge at you with its teeth bared.
No! I would like to yell, Wizardly transformation Nicotikipus. I would like to change into a ferret. I'd like to transform myself into a ferret, and as the rabbit's coming for me, just dive down a hole.
Ooh. Excellent. Okay, please give me a wild roll.
5.
Uh-oh.
Please roll again to see what happens.
Another 5.
Oh, the spell fails dramatically, and you add 1 to wild.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry, I was just getting excited by big failures. We haven't had one yet.
Yeah, big failure. Yeah.
So, I would like to ask you, Sharmini, how this spell fails.
I wonder if maybe it sort of ends up with elements of a ferret, but just not the size or agility. So Estelia is suddenly like very furry and has whiskers. Oh, I know. She has tiny ferret-sized hands and legs on her normal-sized body and just like flops to the ground, just like unable to move.
Oh, no. Such a liability.
Yeah. Oops.
And so this rabbit is rocketing towards you and starts to just chow down on one of your ferret feet.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
Oh,
God. Oh, boy. Bryony, help.
Oh, yes. Bryony, why don't you help Estelia? Gah. And Spoon's going to reach into one of their pockets and throw out what looks like a ring. Like a sphere, a little bauble of some sort, but the ring is supposed to be a ring of enhanced size, so they're going to try to throw it around the snake's like neck to make it really big and like scare off the rabbit.
Incredible. Please give me a wild roll.
Oh gosh, here we go. That's a one.
Yeah.
Yay.
Amazing. Are you disguising this in a wizardy way?
I think, again, they're too panicked to do that. They just clearly reach in and throw like a hoop around like the snake's midriff. So no.
Cool. Love it. Yeah, please add one to wild. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, absolutely. The ring perfectly fits around the neck of this snake. And as the ring itself expands, the snake expands with it. And suddenly Bryony is this gigantic serpent, this sort of world serpent type thing that is just... It's like that bit in the game Snake where the whole room is just starting to fill up with snake.
Oh, I was never that good.
How muscular is this snake?
The snake is pretty hench.
More hench than Jackson Gaines.
We'll have to see. We'll have to see whether that is the case or not. And yeah, absolutely. The snake bares its teeth aggressively at the rabbit and it scurries under the ground once more. But the ground rumbles and you see that rabbit after rabbit after rabbit after rabbit after rabbit comes up out of the ground and starts swarming Bryony.
No!
And trying to Bryony! Like take her down.
Oh, no.
No, Bryony! Not Bryony! I'm gonna yell out, save Bryony!
Absolutely. Jackson, falsetto, you know the game Whack-A-Mole?
Yes.
Yeah.
I reach into my pockets and I pull out like three rubber hammers that are the same size, but they all have like a button at the bottom of the staff, and I hand them to Jackson, myself, and falsetto, because I assume Estelia is too fairy to be able to hold. Well, I give a tiny one to Estelia too.
Tiny fairy.
I'm gonna be like, I bought these from a discount magic black market stall. If we tap the button, they're supposed to turn really big and really lethal.
Bro, you gotta stop yelling that stuff during the exam.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hammer magic transform! And I tap.
Nice.
maintain the illusion falsetto will also yell, hammer magic transform!
Yeah, hammer stuff, do it.
Please give me a wild roll.
Okay, I just bumped my wild up to 4, so hopefully... Can I have help from someone? Because I got a 5.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, is this to disguise what we're doing? Is that, or if to make
it's to make the
work?
Hammers work.
Yeah, I will say that falsetto can, on a successful roll, give you inspiration and let you roll again.
I rolled a 6. So I guess it's gonna fail, but I'm obviously panicking as well, and just be like, hammer, they are big and I faith you are spoon.
It can't all be gold, buddy.
Please give me a roll to see what happens with your bardic magic.
Oh no.
Are we getting two fails?
Two consequences?
Or has falsetto sort of taken the consequence from this? Is that how this works?
Let's see what happens with the bardic magic, first of all.
Okay, well, I rolled a 6.
Okay, so the spell fails dramatically. You add one to wild. How does your attempt to help actually hinder?
I mean, that word salad... I imagine has drawn the attention of the orb, but I'm also, I think, like, in terms of a personal failure, falsetto is going to take this pretty hard. Like, I think they're about to enter the indie phase. Mm-hmm.
I know it well.
Oh my gosh. You know, the words have never failed me before. And what if I've lost my magic, you know, my touch, my... I'm definitely a wizard, but, you know, I've studied music as a hobby, but so that's where falsetto is.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Dark night of the soul for falsetto.
Yeah. Oh. Quite probably at the end of episode 2 as well. How lovely.
And for Spoon, do you want to roll to see what the consequences of the hammer are?
I'm always going to take a roll, baby, so hell yeah.
Let's
see. That is a 5. It is also a dramatic fail.
It fails dramatically, and you add one to wild.
That's what we like.
What do these hammers do? That is not their intended usage.
I think as all of us slam the button, right, and falsetto just looks extremely indie, maybe flannel appears or something, I don't know. Like, you get really indie all of a sudden as we slam...
Long fringe.
Yeah.
Right, the fringe, yeah. Slam the button. For a second, nothing happens. Oh, I guess these are just duds too. I'm sorry, guys. And then all of the hammers begin to beep. Like, beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep. And they all just, they straight up all explode.
Is it meant to be do...
I mean...
Oh my gosh.
So, are we all exploded?
Am I dead?
I think it's not enough to injure you, but it is enough to, like, give your hands severe burns.
Oh, no.
I think... Yeah.
I mean, I was holding it on my right. My right hand was on fire earlier. I think we're fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Jackson takes it in stride, but perhaps Spoon and Falsetto have a few, like, third degree burns on their hands.
Not like a dabbling hands as well.
I'm so sorry, Falsetto. This is all my fault. I should have never tried to buy these hammers on discount.
Why does anyone try anything, you know? Like, what's the point of even trying?
Falsetto, you're not like yourself.
All I wanted was to, like, become a proper wizard so that I can be, you know, a superstar and not have to hide my powers. And now I haven't even got them.
And so as the rabbits...
forgot about the rabbits.
Jesus! I forgot about them too.
Oh no.
And
oh,
so
no,
as the rabbits start to cover Bryony and drag her down to the ground with their weight, their combined weight, we are going to end the episode there for today. We'll be back to find out what happens next week on Chapter Multiverse.
Gotta save the big snack.
Yeah, big snack friend.
I don't think we're gonna save the big snack.
And Estelia's a horrific monster.
Oh.
And so I would like to ask each of you, please let me know where we can find you on the internet and if you have anything to plug, starting with Connie.
Hey everyone, I'm Connie. My pronouns are they, he, and she. I've played Spoon. Pronouns he, they, a horrible teenage thief item monger. You can find me on the internet at By Connie Chang. That's BYCONNIECHANG on Twitter, TikTok, Itch, and Ko-Fi. I've been told that Ko-Fi is not how you pronounce it, but I'm going to stick to my guns here.
Yeah.
Fair. Absolutely. And Shamini.
Yeah, I'm Shamini, and I am on Twitter at SBundell, where I do a lot of talking about snakes and other beautiful animals that I love, including all the sciencey chat over on RP Geeks D&D, which is science plus D&D.
And Lurie.
You will find me on Lurie Tweets. I very rarely tweet, but I'm there, so come and say hi.
And Pip.
You can find me on Twitter at Pip_Gladwin. And if you, like, Google my name and then click Google image search and then, like, scroll down a little bit, you can find, like, a really dreadful picture of me when I was, like, 13.
Nice.
It's pretty embarrassing.
Nice.
Amazing. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Mandy_abstract. And you can find links to all the stuff that I do there. And we hope to see you next time on Chapter and Multiverse. But until then, from all of us here in the Space Between Worlds, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Chapter and Multiverse is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Sharealike 4.0 International License. It is directed by Maddie Searle and produced by Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. The Eternal Tavern Keeper was played by Kareem Cronfley. This episode was edited by Lorianne Davis, Tessa Vroom, and Kathy Rinella, with music by Nicova Teze. Thank you for listening.
Acast recommends LGBTQ plus creators who are making an impact this month and beyond. Tune in for your new favorite show.
Hey, what's up? I'm Sean T, and I wanted to tell you that my podcast, Trust and Believe, is all about uplifting you to the next level of who you are. Whether it's a solo show with me telling you about things that are happening in my life and how to get through them, or if it's with one of my amazing guests, at the end of every show, you will learn the tools that you need to push through just to get through another day or maybe another month. It doesn't matter what you're going through. You can always come to my show to feel great about yourself, to always believe in yourself, and at the end of the day, know that you are your power. So join us on the show and get ready to trust and believe.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.